From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Many evacuation orders in Northern California are now lifted after a week of devastating wildfires that left 41 people dead. But as Capital Public Radio's Daniel Potter reports, crews have to stay ready around the state because the fire season is far from over.
Of some 11,000 firefighters, hundreds came from outside California to battle the wildfires, bringing engines, aircraft, and equipment from some 17 states.
As far away as New York, the Carolinas, Florida.
CAL FIRE's Daniel Berlant says the out-of-state help has helped California to keep ready to stamp out new fires in other parts of the state.
Even with the number of fires that we are battling in Northern California, over the weekend we had very gusty winds across Southern California, and so ensuring that we have plenty of resources available down there has been part of our overall strategy.
October is historically the state's worst month for big, destructive wildfires. The recent wave has burned more than 300 square miles, and Berlant notes dozens of smaller wildfires pop up every day. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
California has more than 800 new laws on the books this year after Governor Jerry Brown finished signing legislation last Sunday night. He also vetoed more than 100 measures. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports state lawmakers rarely know how the governor will act on their bills.
Democrat Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher chairs the powerful Assembly Appropriations Committee, but she was in the dark as the hours ticked down for the governor to finish signing and vetoing measures.
I was playing solitaire for a while, kept pressing refresh on my computer screen.
Brown has typically vetoed 10 or 15% of bills passed by lawmakers, including ones that received no opposition to that point.
Sometimes you're just like, oh, come on. On some things, he's like, well, it's not that I disagree with this, but I don't like the way it's worded, or this needs to be fixed. And you think, well, if only somebody had told me 2 months ago.
This year, the governor vetoed 12% of the measures that reached his desk. Of course, the legislature could override any of those with a two-thirds vote, but they haven't taken that step since 1979, back when the governor was Jerry Brown. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.